picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff, with great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 7th. It's lovely to be with you. And back from our holidays, we have the absolutely gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hola, señor guapo.
Hola, are you right?
Hola.
No, I went olé.
Olé.
You reminded me of
olé.
A
bull. I did try and get your sombrero through.
Did you leave my donkey on the air?
Too huge, darling.
This at the airport somewhere. At Alicante again?
Yeah, abandoned.
It's no good, is it? They've got over 10 stuffed donkeys there that were due for me.
And a sombrero.
Did you have a nice time?
I did, but I would like to comment on some of your comments of the show that I listened to.
Oh, you heard?
I have a list.
Oh, dear.
I have a list.
Oh, dear.
Something about Billy Dean and me ensnaring him on the...
Yeah, I mean, leaving him locked in your wardrobe while you went to Spain was a bit off, really, wasn't it?
His mother was looking for him.
Yeah, we all were. We were very worried about him.
Lisa Marie was concerned. Yeah. Yes, I did notice that.
Mm.
Something about me keeping the Spanish economy alive.
Well, I thought it was generous of you, you know, supporting the Spanish wine industry and what have you.
A little bit of Carver.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, well, your comment I thought was quite amusing with the... I was the only one that got your joke about the fryer.
Oh, right, yeah.
With Steve Wood.
Yeah, they've got a new farmer's market starting at the Priory at Alsford, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I just asked him if they've got any fryers there.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, nobody else got it.
For once, you made me laugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but Steve Wood was a bit slow, wasn't he?
Well, everyone was. Nobody else knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
And when I went off on one about smoked rhubarb, they completely lost the plot.
Exactly. I was on your wavelength.
So it's just me and you then, Jules.
Yeah, probably the carver helped.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a lovely holiday and I'm refreshed.
Good. And you're looking very bright and sparky. And
yes, all, so you said.
Yeah, all lovely.
You said that my hair looked better.
I did try and pay you a compliment, but as normal, I got my head kicked in for it.
What he said, listener, was your hair looks better. So I said, then what? And you said, well, then before your holiday. Which to me, frankly, is not a compliment. It means that before my holiday, it looked like a dried up bird's nest.
What if I said, blimey, your hair looks like right rubbish, and you got, since what, since before you went away?
Basically, you can't win, can you, whatever you say.
That is true.
But if you want to pay for me to go to Antonio in Canterbury, then that's fine.
Of course I do.
If you want to pay for my upkeep.
Of course I do, I've got nothing better to do.
Yes.
I want to tell you, I've got loads of these.
Frankly, but your hair doesn't take much maintenance, does it?
That is very true. That is very true. I just send it away to the dry cleaners every now and again and it comes back fully refreshed.
Yeah, it's like one of those sort of badgers cuts, isn't it? Oh, and that's the other thing that reminds you. You also called me a wasp. So
did I?
2 weeks ago I was a lizard, now I'm a wasp.
Okay. But you got called a giraffe earlier as well, didn't you?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
I know.
I want to mention this. I've got a lot more to mention, but there's an urgent one tonight. It's the Kent Invicta Chamber After Hours Club. And tonight there is an After Hours Club in Ashford and there's an After Hours Club in Dartford. And they're both free. And it's 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. And you can find out exact details of venue and what have you on the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce website, which is listed as are everything that you hear on this show on the Kent Business Radio website. So do look out for the kentinvictachamber.co.uk website for tonight's After Hours Clubs in both Ashford and Dartford. And then I've got a whole list of other ones to read out, but we can do that as we go through the show. So that's that. Please feel free to contact us on the show. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. You can give us a call on 01303 874 998 if you'd like to, but we're more than happy for you to tweet. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we've already had half a dozen tweets in, so do keep the tweets coming. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But quite frankly, we've had 2,983.5 emails in already.
Already.
So the chances of getting your email read are fairly slim. You're better off tweeting at the moment. But having said that, why don't you go with the first email, then, Jules?
How to manage reorganisation and redundancies. This is in Dartford area. It's on the 15th of May, 9 to 12. The Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre, which is on the Brunel Way in Dartford. Simon Morgan is the director of the HR department in South East London and North Kent, and he will present this practical and interactive workshop for you. He will provide guidance to help you manage reorganisation and redundancies fairly and lawfully. So included in this workshop, there is a website which I'll read out after the show, or it's an email and a phone number actually. This is the 15th of May. You can consider your options, understand your legal obligations, staff consultations, selecting for redundancy, ooh, that's a dodgy one, changing terms and conditions, varying contracts of employment. So all of this, admission is free and places are limited. So please email simon.morgan@hrdepartment, that's DEPT, .co.uk, or there is a phone number which is 0845 634 9154. So that's on the 15th of May, 9 to 12, free, but you do need to book a place, and that's simon.morgan@hrdepartment.co.uk. And we will put details of that on the Business Bunker after the show.
Brilliant, thank you.
On the Business Bunker website, I should say.
Cool. We've already had a few dozen emails. Let me just run through some of them. We've had Lucy Hall, have a wonderful show, listening in. Louisa Felstead, who's also listening in. Hi, guys. Alex Waterton from FKeys over there in Midway City Estate, the Microsoft training people.
Hello, Alex.
Who says, we're already tuned in and listening and all set for today's Business Bunker, along with anyone who wishes to join me. So there you go.
Aww.
So if you want to join in with Alex over there in Webway, listening to the show, feel free to do
and
that.
Louisa.
Yeah, I just said Louisa. Were,
yes.
You, were you not listening
no,
to me?
No, I'm saying and join Alex and Louisa.
Oh, I see.
I'm just agreeing with you for once.
Oh, I see. That threw me.
Yeah.
That threw me. You agreeing with me just threw me. Yeah.
Hey, I saw that you ate Harry Covert's crackers.
I did.
They were good, weren't they?
They were lovely.
Oaty.
And I had a little slurp of his pea and bean
soup. And he had the secret ingredient, curry.
I could taste it. When he thrust it in my hand, I said, that's curried peas.
What did he thrust in your hand?
The curried peas.
Oh, sorry.
The curried pea soup.
I was concerned.
I said, that's curried peas. And he went, no, it's pea and bean.
Yeah, it was very nice. Very nice cold. And you can also have it warm. And we've run out, Harry, if you're not too far away. Come back.
I also had a tweet from Whitstable Stove Shop. Saying that they're listening to the Business Bunker. So welcome one and all. It's lovely to hear from you. Let me do some more of these Kent Invicta Chamber meetings that are scheduled for the coming weeks. There's a series of breakfast networking meetings with business, and it includes a full English breakfast, and it's from 8 a.m. That's civilised.
Very.
Until
9:30.
That's worth it. I'd go to that.
Where is this?
Well, there's a number of them. It's £15 for members and £20 for non-members. And on the 9th of May, which will be this Thursday in Tunbridge, on the 10th of May in Gravesend, on the 23rd of May in Ashford, on the 5th of June in Chatham, and on the 13th of June in Maidstone. And you can find out the venues for all of those by going to the kentinvictachamber.co.uk website, where it will list the chamber and give you the option to reserve your place. So do that. There's also some lunch networking going on from the Chamber of Commerce, which includes a two-course lunch, and that's from 12 till 2. And it's chamber members are £20 and non-members are £25. And that's on the 15th of May in Canterbury, the 21st of May in Maidstone, the 23rd of May in Chatham, and the 6th of June in Whitstable.
Well, you can just go around having breakfast and lunch.
You could, really.
Which suits me.
Absolutely. Which is fairly much par for the course, isn't it?
Yes. Fairly normal.
Good. Go for it.
I'm just replying to a tweet. That's why I'm sounding vague. The Federation of Small Businesses, North Kent Business Clinic, Tuesday the 14th of May, so that's next Tuesday, and it's after the Business Bunker, so it's 5:15 to 7, so you are allowed to go. It's at the Innovation Centre, Maidstone Road, Chatham. Social media, the guest speakers are Karen Wisdom and Nicola Waterlow, and they're talking about Twitter, LinkedIn and Facebook. Do you know them, Paul Andrews?
Sorry?
Karen Wisdom and Nicola Waterlow, do you know them?
I don't think I do, no.
So newbies. Anyway, they're the guest speakers on social media, and that's the Innovation Centre, 5:15 to 7 at the North Kent Business Clinic. You need to go on to 3Ws, North Kent, socialmedia.eventbrite.com/ and hashtags and all that sort of thing. But you will find that on the Business Bunker website after the show. Someone's creaking about.
Sorry,
right,
that was me, yeah.
Yes. Are you fiddling with the knobs again, Andrew?
I'm fiddling with the knobs, yeah.
You're never happy, are you? It sounds fine.
No.
Employing staff for the first time. The government's toolkit on employing staff has recently been updated. It helps potential employers through the process of taking on their first member of staff by setting out the relevant legal requirements as a step-by-step checklist. So this gives you all the information you need on setting pay, getting the right insurance, understanding taxes and more. You can go on to www.gov.uk/employing-staff.
Brilliant, thank you. We've also had tweets from The Hunting Edge and About Directors, who are all listening in. So welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Keep your tweets coming. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to hear your news. What else have we got? Dinner Friends have tweeted in, and also Tunbridge Farmers Market.
Oh.
And we've got the first of a whole series of the Laura Lawrence Supporters Club. Have started tweeting the barrister broker.
Ah, that's a little liaison going on there.
Is there?
Yeah, a little liaison.
And looking forward to hearing Laura Lawrence and Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker Show at 1 o'clock today. Well, you're going to hear her very shortly. And we've also had, I think I saw another one, Breakfast Friends. Looking forward to hearing Laura on the Business Bunker Show. Wow, good stuff. So are we. And we've also had Miriam McGurk, who is still in her secret location, listening to the Business Bunker.
Ah, so is she in Turkey?
Yeah. Shh.
Aren't we allowed to say?
It's a secret location.
It's a big country, Paul.
It's a secret location in Turkey. Yeah, she is still in Turkey, and she's listening to the Business Bunker Show.
So she's lounging in a little little sari somewhere.
And she
isn't
says
she?
She's looking forward to a great show.
She's probably got a little kaftan, a little chilled glass of wine, a few olives, a bit of Turkish cheese.
Absolutely.
Halloumi.
Hello.
That Greek.
Halloumi.
I only know Eshak, and that's donkey. It doesn't get you very far. Piece of sliced...
Donkey cheese. What's she talking about? Donkey
piece
cheese.
Of sliced Eshak.
Sorry. So she's in Turkey eating donkey cheese.
You've heard of the horse scandal, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in Turkey, they got donkey cheese. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Thank you for that. Just finishing off on the Kent and Victor Chamber various roadshows, they've got some more after hours clubs on the 14th of May in Tunbridge, on the 21st of May in Canterbury, the 28th of May in Maidstone, and the 29th of May in Sittingbourne. So they're basically covering most of the county there, either breakfast, lunch or dinner. So get along to one of them because they're cracking.
Or all three.
Or all three, indeed, yes. In fact, you could probably, there's probably some dates where you could do three in a day, really, isn't there?
You probably could. And Go Vicinity, that's Rob and Mike there, his lovely young recruit, has said, we've just designed an Introduce a Friend flyer for Antonio's in Canterbury.
Oh, wow.
Jules, 50% off for your first visit. Would you like one?
Oh, there you go.
Apparently, my hair needs an overhaul, according to Vanilla Web. So, yes, please, I need all
I've
the help
arranged
I can
it.
Get.
What did you say? If I could pay for you to go to Antonio's, you'd do it. And there it is arranged, and now you want to give me abuse.
Yeah, but it's first visit, and I go there a lot. So.
Pretend.
Yeah.
Go in disguise.
I'll borrow your hair.
Yeah, go in disguise.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Have you heard about the food bank, Paul Andrews?
No. Tell me about it.
Let me tell you. Well, this was front page of the Whitstable Times, which is at Times Whitstable. And I was shocked by this. It's a voluntary service, and they feed the needy. And we're not talking about Africa. We're not talking about, you know, children abroad. We're talking about children in Kent. There are more than 4,000 children who live in poverty in the district. And this is written by Canterbury, Faversham, Herne Bay and Whitstable Times. So they're talking about that district. Due to debt, redundancy, reduced working hours, an unexpected bill, family breakup and illness are typical reasons people are looking for help. So there are actually kids that are going without food in Kent. So warehouse manager Graham Potts, he's a volunteer, and they've had to give up their warehouse. So what I'm thinking is, if any of you Business Bunker people know of a warehouse, they're looking for something which is roughly the size of three double garages to store this food that they get given. So it's 1,000 square feet. and donations. They've actually got a mountain of more than 3 tons of food, cereal, tinned food and pasta in storage, and it's a temporary unit until mid-May, and they've got nowhere else to go. So if you want to get in touch, either contact me at Jules Serkin, or you can contact the Whitstable Times, or there is a phone number. It's 07928889037, or you can email whitstable@canterburyfoodbank.org, or visit www.canterburyfoodbank.org. Child poverty in Whitstable and the district. That's a shocker.
Cool. Yes, it is. We've had a tweet from Selka Business Solutions, or RSS Consultancy, and they say, Vinamrug, can you mention Spadework Farmers Market this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m, and that's in Offham. And for those of you that don't know, Offham is near West Morling. And
how do you spell Offham?
O-F-F-H-A-M.
Okay.
And it's Kent Produce and free parking, and you can find out about it at spadework.net. So thank you for that, guys. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
Something Spanish?
No.
Something English?
Something really cool and laid back.
Who is it?
Bit of Nat King Cole.
Ooh, Let There Be Love.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. First of all, please let there be love.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. A bit of Nat King Cole.
That was a bit smoochy, wasn't
it? That was smooth. That was seriously smooth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're now joined on the Business Bunker, and it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Ole Bo Larsen. Hi, Ollie, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Andrew. Hi, Jules.
Hello.
Yeah, we're cool, thank you. Ollie is from Interactable. Ollie, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, and then tell us some stuff about your business?
Sure. First of all, thanks for having me on the show. Great pleasure.
Absolute pleasure to have you on.
Since we spoke the first time, I've been listening to all of them, and it's a great inspiration, so thanks for that.
You've listened to all of them?
Yeah.
3 years.
Well, I didn't meet Paul like 3 years ago, so.
You need a medal, Ollie.
Anyway, correctly, my name is Ole Bo Larsen, and that's not very English, of course. For those that haven't guessed it, I'm from Denmark originally.
Cool.
So Danish of origin, Scandinavian.
Whereabouts in Denmark are you from, Ole?
Actually Copenhagen.
Love it. It's a fantastic city.
You've been there all?
I have indeed. I've spoken at a few conferences there, and I absolutely love Copenhagen. Fantastic place, fantastic people.
Thank you very much. Mm. Yeah, somebody said once that we are the happiest people in the world, I think. I think it was Oprah Winfrey or something.
Without distracting too much, funnily enough, one of the things that I found is the Danes, or certainly Danes in Copenhagen, are the people with the nearest sense of humour to the English that I've ever found.
Okay.
I don't know if you can corroborate that, or they were just humouring me.
I think there's some differences. but I like English humour myself, so that's fine. Briefly about myself, I have about 25 years plus years within sales and marketing, primarily from the travel sector.
Right.
Came to the UK in 2010 to work for a travel technology startup company, and I left it last summer, and we started 5, and when I left we were 45.
Oh, right.
So it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of experience and also you might say courage, if I'm going to use that word.
Sure.
Being an entrepreneur.
No, it does. It takes a lot of courage to let go of something and try something new without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, exactly. So that actually encouraged me to jump out last summer to start Interactable. What we're about is, we connect you, to your customers through their mobile device using SMS and mobile app.
Right.
And trying to do that in an easy and cost-effective way, really.
Okay.
So what's that? One example, we're working currently with a business network, so to stay within the business environment.
Okay.
And what we help them with is to increase their ticket sales. So they have monthly events, capped 25 people, and we help them increase the ticket sales through SMS teasers. About 1 or 2 weeks before the audience or their member base is sent a little SMS teaser, including links, so they can easily go and book the tickets on their device if they want.
Okay. Can I ask you a question now? Sorry to interrupt you, but it fascinates me when people have these brilliant ideas for marketing, and it is a brilliant idea. In terms of sending the teasers out to people, how do you have the people to send them to in the first place? Are these people that have pre-registered or something like that?
Well, for this specific customer, it's they already had a member base.
Oh, right, so they've got a member database. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
It's because it's business people are very sort of informing their mobile number. I think it's within the business area. It's not too big a deal.
Right.
To submit that, but else there's other ways to collect mobile numbers through opt-in service, really.
People opt in to
give their mobile number and their name. So they have the member base already, about a couple of hundreds, which they then text to on a regular basis to remind them about the next event and encourage them to
come. Yeah, understand. Okay. Yeah.
And also the second thing we then help them with is to actually, when people then register, to try to reduce the number of no shows by reminding people that have registered actually on the very day, it's tonight.
And
if you can't make it, you can let us know, because then we can refill the space.
Yeah. Okay.
So sales and quality of their events. It's one example. We have a couple of charities. Actually, you were very kind enough to mention one of them, not the last show, but the show before that, Deaf Unity.
Oh, yes.
So we're working with them on their first event, actually, here in the 28th of May, and to engage their registered delegates pre-event.
Yeah.
So we send them some teasers with a survey, like some of their comments to use in the, be used in the, collected and be used in the presentations, for example.
Mm.
And it's also encourage them to submit questions and comments to the actual speakers during the event, so they can they can answer as many questions as possible, and we'll do a lot of other activities
I find that absolutely superb. As you know, I mean, I won't go over it again, but you know, I have some family involvement in deafness and what have you.
Yeah.
And the mobile phone technology has been a godsend to deaf people. Because for the first time, you know, profoundly deaf people can use the telephone. And that's just amazing. And a real breakthrough. But sorry to interrupt, I just needed to say that because it's really important.
No, I agree, and this actually came at a little bit of a coincidence. I actually met the guy, Abdi, who's the CEO or the leader of that charity, through that business networking with my customer.
Oh, right, okay.
So things are kind of connected there. And it never occurred to me that, of course, deaf people, they text a lot.
Yeah.
They also email a lot, and they use social media, so they use all those channels.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, obviously, you would say in some sense, but maybe it's not that obvious. And that's actually a good point, because actually, this type of solution it's not replacing anything. It's actually a complementary channel to
absolutely
whatever your business uses today. So,
yeah,
like, you use Twitter, you use email, your web, your social media, and so forth. And this will then sit on the side if you look at it from a strategic point of view or communication point of view. In any business, really, whether it's the hairdresser around the corner that wants to fill his spaces in the afternoon, he's cancelled slots. How does he fill that? It's lost money for him, but anyone he can put in the seat is money gained.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know, whether you're a small business or you're a big business, it doesn't really matter. You need to consider, we believe, that you at some point will be forced to think mobile.
Sure. And
sorry, that's my bee going by. That was a bee going by the studio.
Oh, okay.
It's because the window's open. Sorry, it's very hot in here. It's my fault.
Yeah,
thank you for that, Jules. Sorry, Ole. So there's no issue around how many SMS messages you can send. You can be a very tiny micro business and use this platform. You don't have to send thousands and thousands. Is that right?
No, exactly. And that's actually a very good point, because it's actually about, I wouldn't say sending as little as possible, but to send them in a managed way. So you will use your SMS channel, or for that matter, your mobile app channel, if that's what you have, for some types of communication. My favorite example is actually, because I think that's applicable to a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses send newsletters or some blogs or something, at least in try to inform their customers about what they're doing or give them information.
Sure.
And that's where SMS could be complementary in some sense, because you might have something very important to tell your customers, but you found out that, well, only 12% opened the email to read your newsletter.
Yeah,
how
yeah
do you go about doing that? Well, you could potentially shoot them an SMS a couple of days after with a link to that most important article to lead their attention to it again and make it easy for them to enter. I think that's, you know, any business, I think, can relate to that example.
Mm.
And, you know, you might do that once a month, where some might use it for more mass communication as well.
Sure.
And then also during events, of course, you will send more messages to people, but they will be ready for it.
Yeah, so you're talking about if you've got like a business exhibition or a conference or something like that, where you want to direct people to different areas or different rooms or different presentations.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. It could be like the one that you're having. So you tweeted about the Southeast.
Oh, the Southeast Business Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So if you had seminars or something there, you could announce that seminars are starting or whatever. Okay, yeah, no, I can see that. That's cool.
Small rating session, speaker ratings, just a quick temperature. How do people feel during the day? So midway in the day, you shoot them a little an SMS saying, you know, would you rate? How do you think the day has been so far?
Right.
And people just go 1 to 5, and then easily you will be able to use that instantly as a mean of communicating at the event, saying we just took a small survey, and it seems like 80% of the audience today that are here now are very happy about what's going on, something like that. That's
yeah, sure. Yeah, no, I can see that. That sounds really cool. So you're early into your new startup business. How are you feeling about it now? Are you pleased that you've done it?
Yes, very much, very much. I think it's great. It's you know, the feeling of being your own boss, I think a lot can probably relate to that. That's a great step. And my career has been, I'm coming from having worked in very, you know, secure, nice corporate positions with nice benefits and company car and all that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And just moving further and further out on the branch, if you want to put it like that. And of course, I mean, starting something up, well, there's always some sort of an insecurity, isn't there? But it's not what's on top of the list. It's more, you know, you do what you like and what you're passionate about. And
absolutely.
And this mobile, all this mobile hype is very, very interesting. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is the future. I mean, as you've probably heard, as you listen to the shows on a regular basis, we've talked about this quite a few times about how mobile is the future at the moment, and mobile internet as well absolutely taking over from everything. So you're absolutely right. Ali, we could talk about this for ages, but unfortunately we're kind of running out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. Can you give us a shout for your website?
Yeah, my website is just interactable.com.
Right.
And that's an actor with A-C-T-E-R in the middle. So a constructed name there.
Yeah, that threw me at first. I kind of guessed it when I first put it up on the Bunker website, and I got it wrong. But it is right on there now. So if anybody wants to look at Ole's website, which they certainly do, there is a link on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website for you to look at it. And can we follow you on Twitter?
Yes, and that's my handle is O.B. Larsen.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So, fantastic. Ole, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you about Interactable, and we're sure lots of people will follow up with you. But for the moment, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon. Take
care.
Bye.
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 So, Ole Bo Larsen there of Interactable, the SMS and mobile management people.
You didn't get him to say anything in his Copenhagen...
In Danish?
Yes, in his Copenhagen dialect.
Did I not?
Shame, he'll have to come back now.
Yeah, but then you would have gone off on one about Vikings, wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't. I was thinking about that show that's on the telly, that detective show. What's that called?
I know what you mean. I can't think what it's called.
Yeah, what's it called?
Laura, I don't think I've seen it, but I've heard of it.
It's a really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. It's so good we don't even know what it's called.
I've forgotten. But then I forget most things.
Sorry, who are you?
Did you hear that bike go by when poor Ole was speaking? Is it Ole or Ollie?
Ollie Bo Larsen. Yes, I did hear it after you'd left the window open.
Yeah, well, it's very hot in here, and we were eating all that, you know, cheese and chocolate.
You're on a roll today, aren't you?
Yeah, it's very hot.
Yes, I did hear the bike go by.
I saw your face. You looked absolutely shocked.
Well, I couldn't hear anything. It reverberated through my headphones because it was right behind my head.
It was aerated.
Huh? It reverberated.
Okay, just checking.
Okay.
Did you know Jonathan Smithers has been voted in as president of the Law Society?
Has he really?
Yes. Jonathan Smithers, who is a partner with the Tunbridge Wells-based law firm Cooper Burnett, has been voted in as the next Deputy Vice President of the Law Society, and he'll be Vice President next year and President of the Society in 2015. So well done. Huge congratulations from the Business Bunker crew, Jonathan, on that. He joined the Law Society Council 6 years ago, so he's rocking. He's currently Chair of the Conveyancing and Land Law Committee at the Society, and has also sat on its membership board as well as a number of other committees. Jonathan heads up the residential property team at Cooper Burnett, and he joined the firm in 1984 as a trainee lawyer, qualified in 1986, and became an equity partner in 1990. So well done, Jonathan, and hope to perhaps have him on the show.
Yeah, sounds good.
To tell us about it.
Well done, Jonathan. Congratulations on that appointment. We've got a gazillion tweets. Nigel Whittaker, have a great show today with the inspiring Laura Lawrence, another member of the Laura Lawrence fan club here, which is brilliant.
She's brought her entourage with her then.
Yeah, smashing. Lovely. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We've also had Kent Venues, have a great show. Don't forget, if you need a venue for anything, then go to our website, kentvenues.co.uk, Kent's leading venue website. So if you're looking to stage anything, an exhibition, a conference, a seminar, a small meeting, wedding, anything, kentvenues.co.uk. Check it out.
Do they do what they called. See, I've gone completely Spanish. Little tent things, what they called.
Yurts.
No, the big things.
Marquees.
Yeah, that's the word.
No, Kemp Venues actually is a portal for identifying places that you can hire.
Okay.
Rather than hiring, you know, rather than
giving you the
tents.
Yeah. Marquees.
So you can go to the website and you can search for the kind of thing you want, like a hotel, mansion, country house.
Yeah.
The type of event you want, and then it will give you a list of the best events and stuff like that.
Understood.
Yep. We've also had the Barn Tunbridge Wells, who claim to be selling vodka jelly shots for £1. Jules! sorry, Lisa, she's gone. Vodka jelly shots for £1 for breast cancer and they've sold 824 so far.
God.
Did you have breakfast there?
I had a little pre-breakfast on the way, because I had breakfast on the way here.
And they're available until Saturday, and they need to sell lots more.
Where is this place?
Well, I'm not... the Twitter handle is The Barn Tunbridge Wells, and they've also made reference to a Twitter handle called Us TW... I can't really read it. T-W-I-R-I-S, I think. Let me see if I can find out some more about that.
Yes. Shall I read something while you do?
Us Twirls. T-W-I-R-L-S. T-W Girls, who are moonwalking. So you can follow either of those. It's obviously summer in Tunbridge Wells. They're doshing out vodka jelly shots at a pound
Lovely.
A throw. In aid of breast cancer.
Well, Laura lives near there, so we can pop along. Is
absolutely.
Is Edenbridge near there?
It is very near, yes.
Yeah. So, do follow one of those, either T-W Twirls, or I've lost it now.
I know. I can tell.
Or The Barn T Wells. That's their Twitter handle.
I think I need to lie down now.
Jules has got a vodka shot.
There we are.
Okay. I want to read this, and then we're going to come to our studio guest.
Yes, let's have a bit of
the famous Laura Lawrence.
Yes.
This is a bit of a long one, but I think it's important. There's been a number of employment law changes, and they've taken effect from April 2013. The Legal Aid Sentencing and Punishment of Offenders Act has removed the new employment law cases in England and Wales from the scope of legal aid with effect from the 1st of April, except in relation to discrimination complaints.
Right.
So basically what they're saying is you can no longer get legal aid to prosecute employment tribunal cases unless it's discrimination.
Which is a huge minefield then, really.
Absolutely.
You could be really stuck. Without that.
Absolutely. And that came into effect on the 1st of April. Also, the Trade Union and Labour Relations Act 1992 has had an amendment order, and it amends certain provisions relating to collective redundancy in trade union and labour relations. And it's a reduction from, you used to have to give 90 days notice, and they've reduced it to 45 days as a minimum number.
I wonder why they sit and come up with these changes. Why change from 90 days to 45?
I don't know. Maybe people were struggling to shut down companies because it was taking too long.
Yeah, do you think?
Well, yeah, if you think about it, if you're trying to close a company and make people redundant properly and you take twice as long, you're going to rack up more costs, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just speculating. I have no idea what I did it. And the third change that came into effect on the 1st of April was the Social Security Benefits Uprating Order, which will increase the standard rate of statutory maternity pay, ordinary and additional statutory paternity pay, and statutory adoption pay. That's easy for them to say, isn't it?
Yeah, she's really struggling on that last
sentence. Yeah. Statutory adoption pay.
Yeah.
And it's gone up from £135.45 to £136.78 a week from the 7th of April. And they will also increase the rate of statutory sick pay from £85.85 to £86.70 a week from the 6th of April.
You so need a spit guard on your mic.
Yeah, and the lower earnings limit applying to national insurance contributions, below which employees are not entitled to any of those things I just mentioned, will increase from £107 to £109 a week from the 6th of April. So some employment law changes there. If you're running a business employing people, you need to know about those.
You probably need a drink after that now, don't you? A drink of water or something.
No, I'm all nice and wet.
Yeah.
I spray
teeth
that
are looking good, though. Yeah, your teeth look great.
Why? What did they look like before?
Before, yeah. Really bad.
Yeah,
before.
Well, I had somebody else's before.
They're all white and sparkly. Did you have that Eshak?
Donkey teeth?
Yeah.
You're not fooling me with that kind of nonsense. I know what an ashak is. Don't you worry.
You're so linguistic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got any more tweets?
I've got loads of tweets and I've got loads of emails, but I don't want to do them. I want to talk to Laura.
Oh, yes, let's. Oh, Telcare have tweeted in. Have you seen that? We've got to mention them.
No,
I lovely Lisa.
Yeah, Telcare. Sorry, Laura, we'll come to you in a second. Because I didn't mention at the start of the show, and I should have done. How rude and remiss of me that today's show sponsor are Telcare Limited, the telecommunications support and service provider from Medway City Estate in Rochester there, who's... support people right across the southeast of England with telephone systems and broadband and all kinds of things, and they are fantastic people. Not only do they supply and support the systems, but they do a wonderful job of looking after us here at Channel Radio.
They do. Yes.
And we are very grateful for them for sponsoring today's show, so thank you to all the guys over at Telcare Limited.
Well done.
Yeah. But let's come to our studio guest now, the lovely Laura Lawrence.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm very good. It's good to be here.
Yeah, finally. It's lovely to see you. Laura runs the Edenbridge Community Magazine. She's involved with the Edenbridge Chamber of Commerce. Jules is waving a copy of the magazine in front of me, which looks lovely. She's also involved in lots of community activities, and Laura's going to tell us all about it. So why don't you tell us a bit about you, and then about your business, and about the things that you're involved in.
Okay, well, I've been self-employed now for nearly 8 years, and I never wanted to be self-employed because I was quite happy working in the city, to be honest, and having a monthly salary.
Oh, right, you worked in the city, did you?
I did, yes.
What did you do there?
I worked for a big corporate firm in marketing and communications.
Cool.
So that was for 6 years, and I lived in London, and I then moved to Edenbridge, and I woke up one morning, and I thought, this town needs a magazine. You know what? I'm going to go and give up my career, and I'm going to start a magazine. And
was it really that blinding an insight? Was it really like that?
Yes, I never wanted to be self-employed, but brilliant. I just had an idea. So I told all my friends, and they all said I was crazy.
Yeah.
So I didn't listen to them, because if you start listening to your friends, you never do anything.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah.
I sort of put together in my head what it was I was going to deliver, and I sort of walked up and down the high street, and talking to business owners I'd never met before. I'd barely been in town, and eventually a few of them started to believe in me.
Mm.
So I started signing up a few businesses to go into my first magazine. I suddenly knew that there was such a strong community in Edenbridge that was going to be the way to make my magazine a success, by really tapping into that.
Right.
And then in October 2005, the first magazine was issued, and I delivered the entire thing myself for the first, I think, 4 years.
Right.
I used to My mastermind subject, I think, would be the letterboxes and quirky gates of all the Edenbridge residents.
And the dogs. And the ones with dogs that have your fingers off when you put it through the letterbox.
Yes. I did get bitten on the bottom once by a dog.
I'm glad you qualified that.
And the owner said, don't worry, it doesn't bite, but it did, and that hurt. So, but, I still carried on with it. And I launched the second magazine actually a year later,
right.
Because people in Crowborough, which even though it's in a different county in Sussex, they read the Edenbridge directory and said, we'd really love to have a magazine in Crowborough.
Mm.
And so I thought, why not? So I started the Crowborough directory in 2006, and I've been doing it all ever since. It's been great fun, and I sort of sometimes don't think I have a real job, because I enjoy myself too much.
So this is interesting, because an awful lot of people decide to work for themselves, then try and think of something to do, then try and start a business, and da 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 da. You seem to have done it completely the other way around. Had no desire to work for yourself.
That's
had
it.
A brilliant, fantastic flash of inspiration for an idea, and then done it, and are still doing it, 8 years later?
That's right,
Wow.
And it's been great.
So, sorry to interrupt you with this, but I find this fascinating. So how do you find it now? If I said to you, look, we're going to give you a job back in the city, in a corporate environment, what would be your first reaction?
I'd say, no way.
Right,
I'm having
okay.
too much fun. I do miss the stability of having that monthly salary, but, it's... I certainly don't miss the lifestyle. Mm. You know, I'm in control of my own life, and I've made a few changes to Edenbridge since I've lived there. I think one of the first things when you do start your own business and you're working from home, it's the isolation that really gets to you.
Yeah.
So I figured I wouldn't be the only one who was feeling isolated in my little home office. So I put a message out in my directory, of course, because how else was I going to get to the local community? And there was quite a few people who were in the same boat as me. So we started meeting for monthly lunches, and that actually became sort of my close circle of friends in Edenbridge. But now we've sort of gone further than that, and it is more business orientated. But at first it was just for a bit of fun, you know.
Sure.
No business discussed. We just meet up and that's it.
Do you still work from home primarily?
I do, yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yes,
no, it's okay. One of the reasons I ask is not that it's particularly relevant to you because it's up the other end of the county, but I own a co-working space in Canterbury. And, of course, one of the things we do is encourage people to use that are home workers,
yes,
to get that flow of interaction and feeling of being part of something, and to minimise the feeling of isolation sometimes that you can get when you work at home.
Oh, I completely agree with that, you know, but I think I'd miss my cats too much, you know, because one of my cats had her own column for a year. She ran Pet's Corner.
Really?
You know, just I like to make people laugh, you know, when I come up with sometimes crazy ideas. And I believe that the more you make people smile and laugh, the more they're going to remember you, the more they're going to support you. So
sure,
that's my whole sort of philosophy behind what I do. Plus, I enjoy laughing, you know. It feels a good sort of, you know, abs and all of that. So, you know, the more the better.
There you are, Paul. You can get good abs by laughing.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to me then?
I don't know.
You're not having enough fun, obviously.
Obviously. Laurie, you're not wrong there. You are not wrong.
This is a fabulous directory, though, Paul. Have you seen it? Have you
filmed
it?
I haven't, no.
I mean, it's really... Hold that.
Well, I can't talk to Laura and read, can I? Right. So you'll have to talk to Laura while I'm reading.
But, I mean, I have a lot of friends that run these magazines. I used to call them parish magazines.
Yes.
Do you call them parish magazines?
There are parish magazines in my area, but I mean,
yours is a directory.
A directory and community magazine, because I still support the community a lot with what I, you know, with what I include with the features.
But a huge amount of work, isn't it? So are you putting it all together yourself, or you've got graphic designers, or what?
I do it all at the moment, but I'm sort of getting to that point where, you know, I am going to look at outsourcing certain elements of it, you know, that I can. And, you know, sort of treat it more as a business rather than my baby creation.
They've got a number here for AAA if you need it.
No, thank you. I'm doing very well with what I drink. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Andrews.
I just came across that.
Trust you to find that.
They've got good hairdressers.
There's loads.
There's loads.
We've got seven in the valley. It's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, there's no excuse for anyone to have a bad haircut in Edenbridge.
I'm not blowing smoke here, but as Jill said, there are a few of these directories about in different places. I've never seen one with so much in it.
Yeah.
It is such a huge, thick, wodgy telephone directory size magazine. It's unbelievable. And is this a monthly?
No, I do it every other month because I got the two magazines.
Okay.
I realised that I do need to have a month without a deadline. And since I made that decision, it's about 3 or 4 years ago, I did it every other month so that I could focus on the content.
Because
at the end of the day, if the readers enjoy reading the content, they're going to support the advertisers who, you know, effectively pay, you know, for the business to keep running.
Absolutely. So I'm really impressed with that. That is a very chunky magazine, isn't it?
Mm. But it's
because, you know, without being rude to Edenbridge, it's a lovely place, but it's not that big, is it?
It's not, no. You know, it's but it's, that's why it's got such a strong community, and that's why it's been, I think I've found it easier than perhaps some other people running magazines, because they perhaps don't know what to tap into in order to make a success of a publication like that, you know. And Crowborough is a much bigger town with not such a strong community as Edenbridge. So the way I produce that one is slightly different. You know, I mean, it's easier producing the Edenbridge one because I, you know, a lot of my life gets written into my magazine. It's nice when the readers say they like to read my editor's note before any other element of the magazine, and that's a summary of all the adventures I've been having in the local area over the couple of months. You know, because I'm a town councillor, I'm an active member of
are
the
you chamber. Really
I am, yes. I think I'm the youngest town councillor. I'm trying to encourage younger people to, you know, take an interest in their town. Mm. So it's a lot of paperwork and meetings, and, you know, I've got a lot of things to learn still. But, you know, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
I'm heavily involved in the Chamber of Commerce as well, which I want to sort of mention a few things that we're up to.
Yeah, no, feel free, yeah.
Oh, yes, later. What are you up to?
Well, the first major thing is we've got a big fun day event on the bank holiday Monday, 27th of May. And my sort of role in that is I'm organising the third pram race in Edenbridge. And I'd never seen a pram race till a few years ago. And
have you not?
And well, you don't get those sorts of things in London. You don't have
true.
Bonfire parade. You know, suddenly moving out into Kent, it's full of all these crazy, crazy things that go on.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Yes. Morris dancing.
Yeah. Oh, lots of that. Yes, yeah. You know. So I'm sort of organising that bit. But we've got a sort of quite a well-known businessman in Edenbridge, John Surtees, who is lending us some Formula One cars, and we've got a DB9. So we're going to have a vintage car parade going through the high street.
Do you know that John Surtees is still the only man to be the world Formula One champion and the world 500cc motorbike champion?
I do know that, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's impressive, that, isn't it?
It is, and I've heard him talk about his racing days, and the way he talks about the tracks, it's like he just, you know, rode around them, you know, yesterday. It's amazing. Mm. He's a fantastic speaker, but and he's very passionate about Edenbridge, as I am, so
cool.
It's nice that he's involved in that. So that's a big, big day. We've got live music, stalls, you know, there's lots going on, and we're looking for more pram race entries and just people to come down, and Edenbridge is a lot different to what people expect, so if you haven't been before, then you know, put that in your diary now.
Okay, so give us a shout again for when it is.
It's on Bank Holiday Monday, the 27th of May, and it's from 10 in the morning till 10 at night.
So get along to Edenbridge on Monday, May the 27th, all day, have fun, take your pram, race it. You can race against John Surtees.
Yes. Yeah, racing a pram against a Formula One car.
Yeah.
That'll work. Shame they won't let me drive one, but anyway, you've obviously seen my driving. That's very good, actually. I've got no points. I'm always proud of that one. So that's the sort of earliest thing we've got going on. We're also organising an Eden Valley business show on the 5th of July that's going to be held at the Hever Castle Golf Club. So work has just sort of started in the organisation of that. And we did a trade fair a few years ago, and that was a huge success. So we're hoping that we're going to, you know, replicate that this time round. But we've got a different venue, and, you know, what better excuse to get down to the Hever Castle Golf Club than to come along to the business fair on the 5th of July. So there'll be, I'll make sure I give you details to put on the
I've actually stayed at Hever Castle as well. What a great place that is too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What are you laughing at?
I just laugh at your antics.
Why?
What were you doing staying there?
We had a corporate event years ago when I had a proper job. Mm. We had a corporate event there.
All right.
We were there for
Is it really beautiful?
It's very beautiful.
I think I've been there.
The maize and the Italian gardens and stuff. Yeah, it's really beautiful. Fantastic location for having a jolly.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It is. There's actually another castle nearby Hever called Bolbroke, and you can stay in a four-poster bed, and they have a life-size waxwork model of Henry VIII standing by the bed.
That could be really creepy. Do you know, I've actually stayed in Leeds Castle as well, which is very unusual because they don't normally let people stay there. But
why did they let you stay
there? Did you hide in a corner?
Very unusual.
It's a very long story, but I actually hired the whole castle for an event.
Did you?
Yeah, many years ago, and they let us have three rooms there, and we stayed there, yeah.
You didn't just leap over the gate then?
No, we had the real Henry VIII there, or the ghost of.
Was there really a ghost?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
My daughter's seen two, yeah, but I haven't.
Most of us call them parents, but
I'm just looking here at page 53, the barrister broker. Very nice ad. Looks like a lovely chap. Tell me about him.
He's been in business for just over a year now, and he was a senior clerk in Chambers for many, many years, and he started up his own business because people can go now direct to barristers and sort of bypass solicitors.
Brilliant idea.
He facilitates that, and is a great advert. I designed it, actually.
Yes, it's very good. I like
it. And that is actually him silhouetted. You know, we worked on that one together.
Well, let's look at his figure. Carry on.
It's very you're getting me all flustered now, and I bet he's listening in, getting really red.
There's a little romance going on there between the two, you see.
No, I had figured that out. I had figured out what you were leading to, yeah. Jules, and what you were trying to get Laura to admit.
Well, if you
he hasn't had too many pies. He's got a very nice figure.
Yeah.
He does. We went on a 5-mile run last night, actually. But on one of the other pages, actually, there's us dining at Hever Castle Golf Club.
In silhouette again?
Or? No, it's actually a proper photo. So, well, he's quite lucky. He gets the pleasure of accompanying me on some of the adventures I have to have, you know, through producing my magazine. If somebody wants to give me lunch, you know, then I will eat it.
Yes. It's a hard life, isn't it?
It is. I did a belly stretch breakfast challenge with one of the local plumbers who's quite large, and I won.
Hold on. For those of you that don't know Laura, she's a slim, size 8?
Yeah.
There's no way you did a belly buster. Come on.
I did the
only what is in a belly buster?
I think it was 3 or 4 of everything, and so that was quite a lot. So I did make sure I had a few drinks the night before just to really get the, you know, the urge to eat so much. But and it was I did that while I was single, actually, and no wonder no one took me out for dinner, because they thought I'd
very be attractive.
Far too expensive to take out for a meal. But you know, all in the name of the magazine, it's great fun. I was the first lady to train with the local rugby club, and you know, people were sort of quite surprised that I was joining in, and my motto is, you know, if I'm writing about something, I'm going to get involved in it, whether it's a WI meeting, Probus, Brownies, you know, or the rugby club, you know. So I did actually play rugby for London Welsh many years ago. So
did you really?
Yes, and I was in the forward pack, can you believe it?
It doesn't confuse, does it?
But that was great fun, you know, so we're just throwing the ball around. And you know, the more I promote the groups, because they're the life force of the community.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, so we've got to support them, and I will support them as much as I can. So,
absolutely. I think from all the things that you're saying, what's coming across loud and clear is this community engagement. And you're absolutely right. Communities are the way forward. There's so many things of a positive nature that can happen in our local communities if only we pull together to do things. We've relied for such a long time on big corporates and governments and all kinds of other organisations doing things for us, and now they can't do it anymore because they spent all the money and they don't know what to do. We're now returning to a time when local communities are everything, and I totally agree with you, and I think what you're doing to bring the community together over in Edenbridge is absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
And there's loads of really good stuff happening over there, and I first came across you a year or so ago when you tweeted something on one of the shows or emailed something about an event that was going on with, I think, through the Edenbridge Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
And I've been watching the kind of things you guys do over there, and it's fantastic, and how your community was one of the first communities to start looking at things like that, and how that has, you know, people have taken that up in their own communities and started to spread it in communities throughout Kent and East Sussex. And I think that's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Laura, we could talk about this all day. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the Business Bunker Show. For the moment, thank you for joining us. Give us a shout for all of the websites and Twitter handles and stuff that you've got. So tell us your website address.
My website is edenbridgedirectory.co.uk, or I've got the Crowbar directory as well, .co.uk. And my Twitter handle is at LC Lawrence. That's probably the best one to go to. I'm not happy with my website.
Well, we'll sort your website out for you, don't you worry.
I'm on a list of things to do, and I have Facebook pages for the magazines as well, so people can always keep up to date with what's going on.
So please follow Laura on Twitter. If you want to look at her websites, you can do, and they're all listed on the Kent Business Radio website, so do feel free to look at that. For the moment, Laura, thank you so much for joining us. Stay with us for the remaining bit of the show. Feel free to join in. But for the moment, Laura Lawrence, brilliant. Thank you for being on the Business Bunker Show.
I shouldn't say to Laura, feel free to join in, because she'll start doing a rugby tackle on you.
Well, I was hoping.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going anywhere. Really,
no, exactly. You can't get out.
I can't get out.
Yeah, yeah. Jules is blocking the door.
Look, there's one on here in the Edenbridge directory in Laura's mag, page 60. There's one for you there, Paul. Look, Shawkill, we treat rats, mice.
What are you trying to say?
Well, have you still got that ratty in your house?
The mice. Yeah. I haven't seen it for. Don't mention it. I've been ignoring it.
He used to have mice that sort of, or rats, I'm not sure.
Mice.
That used to trot across his desk when he was working.
I was working at my desk and his mouse ran across in front of me.
And just said, you don't want to do it like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a number here for you, Shorekill, 01732 863206, Shorekill at tinyonline.co.uk.
Brilliant.
For your rat.
I might well give them a call.
I played him the rat in the kitchen on my scoff show.
I used to keep rats.
Did you? Lovely.
They're very easy to train. They're very good fun.
They're all right without the tails. It's the tail, the bony bit.
They kind of need them, though.
Yeah. They fall over without the tails.
Yeah, but it's, you know...
They'd be guinea pigs or something, wouldn't they?
They would.
Tail.
Well, exactly. No, but if they had a little furry tail, they'd be a squirrel, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Or a meerkat or something.
True, isn't it? Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
You like meerkats, don't you, Paul?
No.
Paul's got a meerkat stalker.
Yeah, I have, and I'm not happy.
Damn thing.
I've got loads of tweets to read out. Alex Waterton, a big well done to Jason, who is listening at F-Keys, who passed his Microsoft Excel and Word experts exams today. Oh, sorry, over the weekend. So well done, Jason, who is listening to the Business Bunker.
Well done, Jason.
At F-Keys right at this moment.
Beaujolais Boy says, Paul Andrews, you don't need a spit guard, you need a wine guard. Oh, no, that's to me.
It would be, really, wouldn't it? Oh, right. We've had a follow-up from the barn at Tunbridge Wells. Thanks for the mention. We are the Barn Bar and Restaurant in Tunbridge Wells. Oh, I know that. Yeah, I've been in there. The Barn Bar in Tunbridge Wells. And they're making loads of jelly for Us 12s and Walk the Walk. And Us 12s is a Twitter handle, and it is the ladies who what are moonwalking in aid of breast cancer.
In bras, or...? They normally do it in bras, aren't they? Pink bras and things.
I would hope so.
Probably.
It would be pretty packed down there if they weren't wearing bras, wouldn't it, really? I think it would be a bit busy.
So you've been to this Barn Bar?
I have, actually, yeah.
And is Henry VIII there as well?
No.
Okay.
But lots of vodka jellies, apparently, for
a pound
a shot.
Yeah.
In aid of breast cancer.
Yep.
Can't say further than that, can you?
No. What?
Ian from Beaujolais Boy.
What's he saying?
That's not a rat. It's Paul's headwear for the weekend.
I told you look like a badger.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, Davy Crockett sort of look.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Was it Davy Crockett with the wombat bit at the back?
Raccoon hat.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's what you look
Davy
like.
Davy Crockett at the Alamo.
I'm going to be really nasty to you about your hair from now on, as you've been very nasty
really?
About my hair.
Really? When you say from now on, you mean you weren't being before?
No, that was me being restrained before.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. We've also had a tweet, just because it's relevant right now, from Telcare saying, Laura's been a great guest and really enjoyed listening to her.
Oh,
so there you
nice.
Go. So that's very nice, isn't it? And I've got, while we're talking about that area of Kent and East Sussex, I've got a little update from the Marketing Eye.
Have you?
Stop mincing your hand at me.
Have you minced it at me?
Yeah. The Marketing Eye, who are a results-driven inbound marketing agency based in Uckfield, which has been working with businesses in London and the South East for many years, has opened an office in Cheltenham. Headed up by Samantha Smith, the new regional base will serve the South West and the Midlands region. So that's a local firm expanding further across the South. And that's from Angela Ward, who's the manager of PR services at The Marketing Eye. And you can find out all about The Marketing Eye at www.themarketingeye.com. So, that's good stuff.
Well done, yeah, expanding, that's fantastic.
I think you can do another piece of news for us.
I'm just a bit confused by Beaujolais Boy. I think you'll have to read his tweets, because he's now off on a... You know what he gets like?
He's
off on a roll.
He goes off on one.
I sometimes wonder how much he drinks behind that bar. He's like, now our Jules man, Hethan Haller, is leaving the club. Oh, no way, we won the league. It's completely barking.
Oh, no. He's talking about Andy Hessenthaler.
Yes.
Who's director of football at Gillingham Football Club.
Yes.
And apparently he's leaving. And they've won promotion this year, but they don't like the fact that Andy is leaving the club.
And now he's saying, how many times have we seen this pickle? It's always half full. Oh, I see. No, it's... No, I sent him a picture of my carver. He's going on about my drinking again.
I see. It's the pair of you confusing each other as normal.
Yeah, well, because there's Jules, and now I understand. It's not a pickle. It's a strawberry and a carver, Ian. Expand your business network and win new work at our June Speed Networking Lunch in Sittingbourne. You can tell I'm sober by the way I'm reading.
Really?
12 to 12.30 registration and lunch. Speed Networking will commence promptly at 12.30 and will take the following format. We don't want to know about the format. Delegates, they get up and they do 2 minutes to pitch. We know about that. So then there'll be refreshments. But the idea behind the speed networking is that they make sure that you get to speak to everyone. So it costs £15. And the location is Newton House Conference Centre, Kent Science Park. That's ME98AG. And you can look online, Speed Networking June 2013.eventbrite.co.uk, and details will be on the Bunker Show after on the website. What are you chortling about, Mr. Andrews, while I'm reading sensitive?
Well, there's two or three tweets that have come in here. Interactable from earlier, Ole Bo Larsen. The Danish crime series you're thinking of is probably The Killing, but we've had several on the BBC. But he also says Mange Tak Fra Denmark.
Ah, you see? Mange Tak Fra. Tak, yeah. Tak. Mm. No, it's the other one, though, where they say tuck, tuck on it.
Okay.
Detective on his own. The Killing. I haven't seen The Killing.
All right, but that's the big one at the moment. And then Beaujolais Boy from Liquid Pleasure in Tenston High Street has said, pickle. Jules, pickle. You are pickled. It says picky. It says picky. It doesn't say pickle. It's you that's pickled.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Ian, you're absolutely right. She's pickled.
Picky. Picky. Yeah, I was thinking you thought I was pickling the strawberry in some way. You know.
I tell you what.
Doing
this upmarket, formalised business show is really, really working, isn't it?
You know what it is?
What?
Because I've been juicing and I haven't had my essential fatty acids today. That's the trouble.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Do you know, that struck me and I thought, no, it can't be that.
I haven't had my evening primrose or my fish oil.
Do you know what?
Yeah, tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage, yeah, just, you know, to calm us all down.
Got any flamenco?
No, I haven't. I've got a bit of Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, all right then.
That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. Much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me it's a healthy baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. Thank you.
so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it smells, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen. Your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave.
Temp Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely lovely Jules Serkin. That was a bit of Seal, Kiss Me a Rose.
You know, what a fantastic singer, but his marriage broke up, didn't it?
It happens.
Yeah, but he was very lovey-dovey, and they kept having all these ceremonies and renewing their vows and all that. And, you know, it was all a bit dark, really, when it all...
Oh, guess, shame. Never mind.
And I've just thought of that. You know our guest from Copenhagen?
Yeah.
Ollie.
Ollie Bo Larsen.
Right. Wallander. That was the detective. But I don't know. I don't know if he's... Was he from Copenhagen or where was he from?
I don't know.
But, but they say Tuck. So it could be Scandinavia. It could be... But Tuck. I learnt Tuck when I watched it. Great, Wallander. Check it out, Mr. Andrews.
Okay. I will.
It's a bit scary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right, anyway, moving on, because we haven't got much longer on the show.
Moving on from Wallander.
Yeah, I've got a few thingies to read out here.
Go on then, read a thingy.
There's a Faversham tweet up at Catering for Kent's restaurant, the Abbey School, Faversham, on Monday the 13th of May. There are no costs or conditions, just meet and connect with new business contacts over a coffee. You can find a map showing at our location on kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. Hoping you can be there from all of us at the Kent Business Tweetup team. If you want to find out about any tweetups in the East Kent area, then kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk are the boys and girls for you.
The original.
The original.
May I say.
Kent Business Tweetups.
Yeah, I think next week it's the 16th. Is that Thursday the 16th? It's Hotel Continental Whitstable as well.
Is it? The Whitstable Tweetup. I went to the last one.
I know. Well, you like the Whitstable one because you go and have breakfast at that cafe,
at the beach
you?
Cafe, and I sit on the beach. Yep. So now the sun's out again, I started going, and I went to the last one, and very good it was too. So I expect to see you all at the next one.
You had a little knotted handkerchief, didn't you, on your
head? I did. I had my little trouser legs rolled up, and my tootsies in the sea, and a knotted hanky on my head.
Yeah, little windmill.
Yeah.
Sandcastles.
Candy floss.
Sand in your sandwiches.
And that was just for breakfast.
Yeah.
Go on.
There's a War and Peace revival, Paul.
Is there?
Yeah, it's on Saturday the 11th of May. You can press a media photo call for this. If you arrive at 11, the location is the Officials Bar, RAF Western Hanger, Folkestone Racecourse, Stone Street, Western Hanger, Hythe. Following the announcement of the move of War and Peace from the Hop Farm to Folkestone Racecourse, there's a great deal of excitement and curiosity about the new site for the 2013 War and Peace at Folkestone Racecourse. So this is an invitation to all the exhibitors, reenactors, traders and public campers to take a look on the special open day and event that invitation to the press and media. Extend that invitation, I mean. So this is not just for the general public. This is not for the general public. It'll run from 10:30 till 2. It'll feature music and vehicles of the era and tours of the new site. So 11 a.m. Join the special press event in the officials bar, and that's Saturday the 11th of May. And we can put details of that on the Business Bunker website, can't we, Paul Andrews?
We can indeed. Yes. And in fact, you will find it there already in both the events page and on the show page.
Wow.
We've had a response. Good. We've had a response. Jules from Olibo Larsen.
Oh.
Wallander is Swedish.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Borgen, Those Who Kill, and The Bridge are all Danish.
But I'm sure I've heard them say tuck. Does Ollie say tuck? Does
well,
he say
probably,
tuck?
Because Swedish and Danish are similar.
Yeah, but it must have a different dialect, mustn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so I will have to look at all the others. What were the others? I'll write them down.
Borgen.
Yeah.
Those Who Kill, and The Bridge.
God, there's a whole load of them then.
Absolutely. They've got loads of detectives in Denmark, let me tell you.
Yeah. I expect Ollie's house is all that sort of lovely Danish, all little... sort of
pastries.
Little
what's he talking about now?
He's probably got all those lovely
bacon and pastries.
Paints,
yeah,
you know,
you're probably going in there's bacon wafting from the ceiling and Danish pastries all over the place.
He's probably got all that lovely decor, isn't he? You know, all that little stripy ticking look and yeah,
bouncy.
They do. He's probably got a little lake outside his front door.
Thank you for that, Jules. With a mermaid statue, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
Some little carp, you know, jumping about in the sea.
Yeah, thank you for that.
All fresh, you know.
Your phone's going off as well.
That's yours. That's your side.
Discretionary rate relief. Shepway District Council has allocated a total pot of £250,000 from its reserves to put towards discretionary rate relief for Shepway-based businesses that are in medium or high growth sectors or operate within a sector that is underrepresented within the local economy. That can clearly demonstrate a commitment to growth and job creation. If you want to know further information and get some detailed guidance on how you can get rate relief for your business in the Shepway area, Shepway is the southeast Kent, so Romney Marsh, Folkestone area, you can go to their website, which is shepway.gov.uk/business rates. So do check that out if you're down in this area where Channel Radio and the Kent Business Radio website are based, and you could have some good news there.
Now, Laura is my witness. Laura, where did you hear that phone bleep from, darling, just now?
Well, it sounded over there.
Yes, you see? Paul Andrews' side. I rest my case.
You've let me down, Laura.
But you've done it too.
So huh?
You've done yours. Yours has done it too.
No, mine is on silent.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So's mine.
Is it? But yours is definitely... Something over there is bleeping.
It's my phone that's pinging. I don't know why, because it's on silent.
Odd.
But anyway.
Managing sickness absence. This is a Kent Invicta Chamber member event. It's £55 for... members and non-members £65. It's on the 16th of May and it's near Maidstone. It was a bit vague, these, but there is a website, so I'm going to give you that and it won't be vague. So 8:30 to 12, managing sickness absence. Export startup, find out if you should or could be trading abroad. 8:30 to 11:30, that's free and that's in Tunbridge Wells on the 15th of May. Introduction to export operations, that's 9:30 to 4:30. And that is 22nd of May, and there is a charge for that one. That's £205 plus VAT. If you want to book, go on to www.kentinvictachamber.co.uk is the email.
Cool. Ollie says tack is almost the same in Danish and Swedish.
Oh, but how different?
I don't know.
Well, almost.
You keep asking me.
Almost is not really... Sorry, Ollie, you're not really answering the question, is he? Because almost...
It can be tack and tuck, tick and tock.
Tuck and tick.
Tuck and tick and tick. Tuck,
tick and tock. I think he needs to come on. Where does he live? Now. He's not in Denmark now.
No, Copenhagen. He's in London. No, he's in London.
Well, he could nip down on the train,
couldn't he? He was going to come to the studio to appear today. But
very lax.
It was a bit of a trek, and so we decided that it would be easier to do it on the phone.
Well, tell him if he gets the old high speed, I'll pick him up from Ashford if he comes to the train. It's only 7 minutes, isn't it? From
yeah, absolutely.
And then he can say if it's tick or tack or talk.
Yeah. Oh, I tweeted earlier, but nobody's responded to this, but I did only tweet once, and they may have missed it. There's the South East Business Show at the Copthorne Hotel, Copthorne Effingham Park Hotel on Friday the 17th of May.
Yeah. And if you... Why have you got your earnest face on?
Because I'd forgotten to do it.
Okay.
And if you are exhibiting there, you might want to tweet us your stand number so that we
That's
can send people
one.
To send people to come and visit you. I happen to know that Telcare can be found on their usual stand number 51. So do go and say hi to Lisa and Vicky and the guys from Telcare on stand 51. But if you're exhibiting and there are over 120 of you out there, why not let us know which stand number you're on, and we'll give you a shout out on the radio. You can... you've probably get it in next week as well, but you
yeah,
need to let us know.
You need to let us know. And also, we're going to be the Business Bunker is going to be at the B2B, isn't it, in June?
On June 11th at the Ashford International Hotel is the B2B Kent, or Kent B2B, whatever way around it is, which
to
is
be or not to be,
to be or not to be, which is the Kent Invicta Chamber annual event. Once again, the Business Bunker will be represented there, and we'll be doing an outside broadcast from the Ashford International Hotel, and we will be doing interviews with various businesses during the course of the event.
I shall be nipping around with my Voxbox microphone like I did last year.
Mm-hmm. And we've got some very, very interesting guests on the week before that. Mr. Gerard Ratner.
Oh.
Mm. And keep an eye out for that. We've got some interesting guests coming up. We always have interesting guests, but some rather well-known guests coming up.
I'll be manning on my own that stand, I think, from 9 a.m. while you lounge about here doing... You're going to do Scoff and Quaff and Bunker for me.
I am, yeah.
So I'll just be there doing all the work. And
you'll be there doing the work in the outside broadcast.
You'll be lounging about eating.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shall make sure we've got some sort of... something not food related on Scoff that week. Some rat catchers or something. Fish pellets.
Fish pellets. Flakes.
And Beaujolais boy says he loves you, by the way.
Yeah, and he also said he hasn't drunk anything at all today.
Yeah.
Unlike Jules.
No, I'm all right.
I'll tell you what, have you got any more emails on yours? Yeah, we'll try and read in some of them.
Okay, Canterbury for networking, Tuesday the 14th of May. This is at the Best Western Abbott Spartan Hotel.
Oh, Janice.
With your friend.
I haven't seen Janice for ages.
With your friend.
The tall one.
Yeah. It's at 8 to 10, it's only £12. Reminder about your next Canterbury 4N meeting. Our foresighter is Rachel Hamlin, Off the Hook Productions, Life as an Entertainer. Oh. Pied Piper.
Yeah, I was thinking Pied Piper. Yeah.
Rats, yeah. If you've never been to a meeting before, that's okay. We welcome new faces, so come along as a visitor. Only £12 for your breakfast, and you'll be sure to meet some great businesses. And it goes on about what's for breakfast. I mean, it's obviously egg, bacon and everything.
Obviously.
Three.
No Danish pastries then.
No, Doug. www.networking.biz. /events/group/Canterbury. So there's a good one, if only to see Janice.
And that's worthwhile.
And there's a World Host Customer Service Taster Session. This is interesting. Mm-hmm. It's complimentary, which means it will pay you compliments, unlike some people. People First is delighted to invite your organisation to an exclusive complimentary World Host Customer Service Taster Session. If you're a company trainer, a business owner or executive, we believe you'll greatly enjoy and benefit from discovering the benefits and rewards of the World Host Customer Service Program. It's a highly acclaimed world-class customer service program that's been used to train over 1 million people worldwide. This includes tens of thousands of volunteers and staff at the London 2012 Olympic Games and Paralympics, who were widely praised for the fantastic welcome they gave to visitors. So, you can check out this. Let's have a look. Book a place. You can contact Kush. That's K-H-U-S-H. Panchal. P-A-N-C-H-A-L. And there is a phone number to call, which is 01-895-817-043. So, we will put details of this on the Business Bunker. It's Wednesday the 5th of June, 10 to 1 at the Burlington Hotel in Folkestone, World Host Customer Service Taster Session.
Brilliant, thank you for that. We've had a gazillion other quick tweets, so I'm just going to run through them very quickly. We've had West Kent Networking tweet us. We've had Neville Gaunt has tweeted. We've had the Business Community Breakfast guys over there in Gillingham at the Gillingham Golf Club. We've had Cheryl Randera, and we've had a new listener, a Seven Hotel Diner. Do you know the Seven Hotel Diner?
The Breakfast Friends have one of their meetings there.
Oh, right.
Month, yes.
Okay. Where is it?
It's sort of just outside of Sevenoaks.
Oh, right, okay.
Cole Hill Way, yeah.
All right, cool.
I think the clue is in the name.
What?
Sevenoaks.
No.
No, we're Seven Diners. It's
Seven Hotel Diner, he said.
There was a clue.
It's quite funky. It's like a 60s diner, and you've got all the booths and stuff.
I want to go there.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
Oh, so I want to go there.
Yeah. It's probably got the Fonz in it.
Yeah.
I think they do, like, themed events there, you know.
Don't
like
I have maple syrup and pancakes and stuff?
I've only done it for breakfast, so I don't know.
Well, that's when you have it, don't you, breakfast? Maple
American
syrup.
Diner breakfast.
Not Breakfast Friends breakfast, no.
Oh, what do they have?
Full English.
Lovely. Cool.
Followed by maple syrup and pancakes.
Probably.
Listen, Pogelet Boy is saying something interesting. He's saying Meridian TV want to speak and film business people in the Tenterden area affected by the recent Vodafone problems. Meet today, 2:30 outside the town hall.
All right, good. Do that.
Can you do that?
I can't because I'm working here, but we need to do that. That was outrageous. Basically,
hang on, outraged of Tenterden.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The cell crashed in Tenterden 2 weeks ago.
And Edenbridge.
Yeah, Vodafone have had a few problems recently, and Maidstone crashed as well, one of the cells in Maidstone. But Tenterden cell crashed, and as with a lot of things nowadays, a lot of us just went straight onto Twitter and started giving Vodafone a kicking.
Yeah.
And they basically said, go to the forum. Don't keep tweeting it. Go to the forum and, you know, you can follow it all there.
They wanted you to shut up, basically.
Well, no, not necessarily. They had this whole forum where you can report faults. The only problem is that nobody responded from Vodafone for the first week at all. And then when they started responding, they just talked nonsense. And for another week, they denied there was any problem.
Oh, that's terrible.
And eventually, somebody got hold of the local MP, Damien Green, and he kicked up a fuss. And then, miraculously, went, oh, the cell's broken and we need a spare part. So it wasn't that it was down. It wasn't that...
Just a bit depressed.
No, it wasn't that it was down. It wasn't that something had broken. And it wasn't even that it took a long time to fix. What really annoyed people was the absolutely appalling customer service.
Communication.
And the unwillingness to accept that there was even a problem. That's what really annoyed people. And then I was working from home and I just couldn't use my phone. So I went to my office in Maidstone.
And?
The cell was down.
So you went to the same... Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, I...
Did you then go to Canterbury, your office?
I didn't. I gave up at that stage.
Because there's Fruitworks there, you know. You could have gone there.
I could have done, yeah. I do have various places I could go.
Are you offering a discount for websites at the moment? Because I heard you say to Laura.
Yeah. I made a bit of a mistake with this. On air, I blurted out a name that I thought up on the fly called Wes.
Oh, no.
And that turned out not to be a good name.
No.
But
no.
Now everybody keeps asking me about my Waz websites.
Especially in the asparagus season.
Yeah, no.
Asparagus Waz.
What I'm offering is website as a service for new startups or businesses with websites that...
But Laura's getting hysterical.
Yeah, I know.
You can't get the guests,
What I'm trying to do is to make it the cost of having a good website very, very affordable.
So explain it.
So basically...
In one minute.
What I figured was that people just starting out in business or wanting something new don't know exactly what they want, but they've got to have a website. So they spend a lot of money and then it isn't what they want and they have to spend a lot more money. So what I'm offering is a very, 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 very tiny amount up front just to do a website, a very tiny amount up front. Then we will charge you on a usage basis. A small amount of money per month to use it, and then when you want to change it to something else, you can. So it's a really, really, really cost-effective way of having a customised, content management-driven website. And I'm looking for a name for it now that isn't Wes, but there you go.
Or Asparagus Wee.
Yeah. I've got one more. No, I'm not going to have time.
There's a very quick one here, which is Business Community Breakfast. Have you got your free ad already? Your advertisement will be displayed during the breakfast, and it's on Thursday this week, the 9th of May, 7:30, Gillingham Golf Club, BCB members. That's from Ken Wheeler.
And that's the Business Community Breakfast.
Yeah.
Woodford Road, Gillingham.
And anybody would like to, they can contact Alex Waterton from FKeys. 01634 512 345, and he will help members free of charge to create a single PowerPoint slide for inclusion. That's the Business Community Breakfast, 9th of May, which is this Thursday, guys.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. We've reached the end of the show. It just leaves me to say a really great big thank you to our two guests, Ollie Bo Larson of Interactable.
Tuck.
To Laura Lawrence and the Laura Lawrence Fan Club of the Edenbridge Community Newsletter, the Edenbridge Chamber of Commerce, the Edenbridge Town Council, and everything else in Edenbridge. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. Thank you to the lovely Jill Serkin. Coming up on channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day, we have the Kevin Can Extra Milk Show at 3, followed by Craig Avery at 5, the absolutely awesome Chris Tiny 6 at 7 o'clock, and then the boys are back in town. Jamie and John with New Potatoes are back 9 till 11 tonight, so stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day, and we will see you all on the Business Bunker next week.
Bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production.